This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Some months after it failed to close a merger with Time Warner Cable, Comcast has made another move to grow its customer base. The company announced this week it planned to sell phone and internet services to businesses around the country. The surprising part, the plans include areas outside of Comcast's current coverage map. Reporter Nova Safo takes a look.
Cable providers aren't TV companies.
They're infrastructure providers.
Craig Moffat of Moffat Nathanson says that infrastructure can carry any kind of data. That's their strength. Their weakness, Moffat says, is geographic. They've got defined service areas.
It's always been the dream of the cable industry to say, let's do a nationwide consortium.
Meanwhile, AT&T and Verizon have pretty much owned the communications market for big multi-city corporations. But now Comcast's got deals in place with other cable operators to provide nationwide coverage and says it has signed up several large corporations. Tom Egan of Telsey Advisory Group says this would all be good news if it weren't for one detail.
We haven't seen these cable consortium be that successful.
Cable companies have had others, one to collectively sell broadband, another with Sprint.
And what we found is that the cable operators' individual agendas were sometimes at conflict.
The question is whether this time the deals will hold. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.